Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody listening in, this might be the first time you hear my voice, but we've been here for a really long time. We started Building Fortunes Radio with the purpose of being able to give microphones and platforms to people that were doing things the right way in home-based businesses. And today, we have a beginning of a really great series that we're going to be doing with a gentleman who's been on this planet for a while. His name is Russell Johnson. Russell has been associated with the home-based business network marketing industry for a really long time. He's somebody that I knew his name forever ago. I mean, I know when I first got started, I probably heard of his name. So he's been around where he's seen decades long of this industry, and he's still pushing it, and he started to work with a new company, and he's doing some other things with some podcasting. And I said, you know what, I think we can let people, you know who you are. There's whole generations of people that may not have heard of you before, and they need to because of your level of expertise, your level of caring, your level of training. Anybody that is mentored by a Russell Johnson is going to be able to have a distinct advantage over other people that have not been. So we are here today on our very first radio show. So to date this one, we're going to just kind of put a date on it. It's October 19th. Of 2023, and hopefully we'll be able to do hundreds more with Russell Johnson because he could fill up that much space as far as his knowledge is concerned. But I know that about him. I'm going to learn a lot more, and I wanted you guys to be able to hear more about Russell Johnson as well. So we actually have a name we're going to put on this radio show, of course, but if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and then you do / Russell Johnson, you'll be able to hear this as well as the new radio shows that we'll be doing that will be archived on this platform as well. So, Mr. Russell Johnson, it is a distinct privilege and honor to be able to host this radio show with you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, of course. I mean, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Excellent. So now I know a little bit about you. You know, your name is one of those when you hear it, you just say, okay, I know – you know, I know I've heard him before. I know he's been around. Like, he's all over the place. But could you bring us up to speed a little bit about who
sure.
you are, how you got started in home-based businesses and network marketing, even before most people even maybe on this radio show were even born?
I think you may be right. Okay. Let me go to a quick synopsis of my history. Listen, I was born in Baltimore, Johns Hopkins Hospital, a couple thousand years ago, if you will, in the 30s, before World War II ever started. So anyway, but what I did was to go into service early. I was in the Korean War, so I joined in 1952 and went in the Air Force, and they made me a control tower operator, so bringing those aircraft safely and expeditiously, if you will. So that's what I did when I was in the Air Force. When I got out of the Air Force, because I was in during the Korean War, I had the GI Bill. And then my father always said, I want you to go to college. And so I said, now, he didn't tell me what to major in, by the way. So I went to about five different colleges, majoring in science, majoring in biology, and whatever, whatever. Anyway, I ended up, happenstance, getting into radio as a disc jockey back in 1961. I had an all-night jazz program from 12 night to 6 in the morning. That was part-time. Full-time, I was working on the assembly line at the Westinghouse, making airplanes. But anyway, so in my career in the Air Force, as a person in broadcasting, if you add 50 years, 60 years in broadcasting. As a matter of fact, I worked at a number of radio stations in Baltimore, WITH, WBJC, WEBB, WSID, WEAA, on and on and on. But then I got into television 1972, when Oprah was at WJZ TV 13 as a newscaster, I was at WBAL TV 11 as a newscaster. And we used to, I used to go to her station and do some sit-ins on, to do some talk radio with a guy named Wally Daniels. He took a vacation from time to time. And then I worked in Washington, D.C. at WHUR as a WPFW. Then I taught at Howard University. I got a B.A., M.A., Ph.D. in broadcast journalism. Then I started teaching as a professor of journalism at Howard University, doing some consulting work with National Public Radio. And I was at one point director of special interest programs for National Public Radio and wrote my dissertation on the analysis of public broadcasting's administration, policy, and program development. But more importantly for today's discussion, I've been associated with network marketing since about 1978 when I was teaching full-time at Howard University, and I joined Amway, and the rest is history. So 43 years in network marketing. I've been in a lot of companies and stayed around long enough, like in prepaid legal, to make a few dollars, like a couple of $1 million, and then got into another program called Tahitian Noni Juice, made about $4 million with that, and on, another company, a million, whatever. So I could, and I've written two books. One is the 21-Day Challenge, and the other book is Absolutely Everything You Want to Know About Prospecting. So in a nutshell, that's my background, and that's why I'm here. And I thank you for inviting me on your program.
You know, to say you would be a reference book for the home-based business industry would be an understatement. So we're going to try to document, for those people like to listen in and really learn what happened in network marketing and some of the stuff, we're going to try to document that sort of stuff and blend it into your story over time, because there's a lot of us, even though I've been associated with the industry since the 1980s, I don't have the wealth of information that you've done or you have as well, plus your background in a lot of other things as well. Just to, it's worth, how would I say, putting that stuff on tape so we have that for the record books, if you will. Now, for those people listening in, one of the reasons why we're doing this radio show is Russ is working with a network marketing company right now that he's super excited about. We're going to talk about it after the break. But I want people to know that to be able to tap into someone like you and build a new network marketing company or a newer, you know, opportunity for them would be an exceptional opportunity, probably one that may hardly ever pass by them again. So I've learned a long time ago, like a good idea, you know, for listening to Earl Nightingale a long time ago, you know, he said you have to stab or gaff a good idea, put it on paper, to be able to grab this good idea of working with a Russell Johnson in a great company that's going to revolutionize the way a lot of people do business is a once-in-a-lifetime maybe opportunity for some people. So we'll give you contact information. We'll give you more specifics as we go along. But as we get started now, and we're going to go over after the break a little bit more about the specific company, talk to us a little bit about the evolution of network marketing and how it might be easier for someone to attain the levels of success that you've attained quicker. So what has happened in the industry that is now making it easier for people to be able to hit the levels that you've hit faster, maybe even bigger, maybe even broader strokes than when you first got started?
Right. Yep. Going back into when I joined, which was 1978, I joined Amway, and it took me about 3 or 4 years to become a direct distributor to win the coveted trip to Ada, Michigan, to meet with Richard DeVos and Jay Van Andel back in the day, both of whom have gone now. But now the company itself, Amway started in 1959 because they were working with another program called Neutral from 1945 until 1959. But there were some discrepancies at the top of the company. I guess some arguments with them and the administration of Neutralite. Anyway, long and short, they decided to start their own with LOC, one product, LOC, liquid oxygen cleanser, soap, and they made, which they made in their home and got it underway. But 3 years later, they had made enough money to buy Nutrilite. So Nutrilite from 1962 on has been a part of Amway Corporation. The company is doing about, if you get the report from the Direct Selling Association, if you Washington, D.C., if you get the report, a year, annual report covering all the companies in network marketing, or many of the companies, let's say, then you would see that out of the top 100 companies, Amway is now still the number one, doing about $8 to $9 billion a year in volume. Now, to get a sense of the network marketing platform, if you will, I suggest going to a documentary that Eric Worre has put out, and you can Google this. It's called The Rise of the Entrepreneur by Eric Worre, W-O-R-R-E. He was a distributor with Amway way back then, but now he has his own plane. He travels around the world, and he interviews a lot of big hitters, if you will, people who are making $100,000 a year, $100,000 a month, or $100,000 a week or more. So now he's now traveling and doing his own plane and his own movement. He took a place. He decided to take Jim Rohn's place when Jim Rohn passed on. He decided to grab that position and train people throughout the world and interview people who are successful in network marketing. So if you Google his name, he has a book called GoPro is the name of his book. And the documentary, I would recommend everybody, new or otherwise, coming into the network marketing arena, watch that documentary called Rise of the Entrepreneur, Rise Movie. And it's about about an hour and a half or something, an hour and 10 minutes, whatever, with Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown, and many other people who are very successful and who have been in network marketing before they decided to step aside and do training and teaching and motivate us to reach and accomplish our goals and objectives. So, yeah, I would recommend that. Then I would also recommend the people who want to do research and see what kind of companies that are viable and people making some serious money, go to businessforhome.org, and that you'll see all kind of people making $1 million a year, $1 million a month, or maybe even $1 million a week in network marketing, because the possibility of making that kind of money is real. Once you know this technique, strategies, and skill sets of how to build what they call a downline, an organization. So basically, I would recommend, and then I would also recommend getting a book called, by Jeff Olson, called The Slight Edge. Now, you can get the book, or you can get the audio, or get both, and Amazon has both, or anybody else. There are a lot of books out here, but I'm just saying the books that teaches you that it's a program that if you want to talk about the penny a day, if you take a penny the first day of the month and you double it every day for 30 days, you come up with about $5 million at the end of the month. Use the same concept, strategy, system, and you can build a network marketing organization of 10,000 people, 100,000 people, or 50,000 people or more. So the philosophy of doing this happens to be in those books. And you can also look at anything by Jim Rohn, or you mentioned Mark Victor Hansen, or you mentioned Earl Nightingale. Get those people. Get a lot of books, a lot of tapes, a lot of seminars by those individuals who have been around a long, long time to teach us how to become successful in the business of network marketing.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Russell Johnson. We will be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. You're listening to Peter Mingles. That's me. And then with Russell Johnson. And Russell is building a network marketing company again. And as a result of him calling me and saying, this is what I'm doing, you know, how can you help? I said, well, one of the things we're going to do is put you on the MLM.news and some of the other things that we do. But certainly I want people to be able to hear your voice. And that's why we have these designated spots on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Russell-Johnson or Russell Johnson, you'll be able to hear all of the radio shows that we'll do for Russell. And as you've heard, a wealth of information. Just a simple tip or maybe an idea or push in a general direction for anybody listening in could mean the difference maybe between success and failure in this industry. And like Russell had mentioned, he's made millions and millions and millions in this industry, and maybe you can too. And with technology and all the other systems in place, help that duplication happen that much faster. But I want to switch over a little bit to the new company that Russell is working with and find out a little bit about that. We won't jump too much into the weeds on all the things, but in the next few minutes we'll talk a little bit about why he's picked this company and this product line and how he thinks this could be a great way for people to be able to help themselves and other people as well. So, Russell, talk to us about what's new with Russell Johnson.
Okay. Well, what's new with me? Since this is my 43rd year in network marketing, I really want to do something else before I leave the planet. So what I'm doing is putting a lot of energy and developing a whole database, a whole platform of doing a podcast dealing with UAPs or UFOs or aliens or that kind of issue that the Pentagon has done a soft release on. So that's what I want to do for the rest of the time I'm on planet Earth, that I want to do this podcast 24/7. And get a lot of information out there to people who don't understand what's going on or might don't even believe some of the things that have come out from the Pentagon or from the 60 Minutes program. Watch 60 Minutes. They did one about, you know, a couple of years ago about the UFOs, UAPs kind of thing. So to begin to get people have a nodding acquaintance that UFOs are real. And they call them or that alien presence on planet Earth is real. I want to get into that subject matter. And so what I'm doing to monetize that whole bit was to, and people can always join, you know, the podcast and be a part of it, but I want to first get the monies that come from network marketing into building the organization, building the platform, and building the podcast worldwide on all the social media platforms. So that's the reason. And I found this product called the Super Patch. And with my website saying that if you want to see what I'm doing on my website, go to UFOBase211.com and you'll see my website. Or you can also go to UFO broadcastnetwork.org or .com, because I put together a nonprofit organization, one, so that people give money, they can write it off like they do with the United Way Catholic Charities or Jewish Charities or Rockefeller Foundation or whatever 501c3 that's out there. So I'm using that as a platform. And when you want to see my website dealing with raising money, I tell people, look at the opportunity of the Super Patch. All you do is go to UFOSuperPatch.com and you go to my website to help support my effort in getting the information out from the Pentagon and from the New York Times article that goes back to December of 2017 that was an expose to say that UFOs are real, aliens are here on planet Earth. Aliens have been here and all of that stuff. So I don't want to get into that right now, except to say go to the website and you see some interviews that I have done. Now, let me jump to another piece to say that the old way of doing network marketing is, you know, you talk to your friends, family, and next-door neighbors, strangers, whatever. You meet this person, you meet that person. That's the way we build organizations in the old way. And when you go to the book by Jeff Olson, The Slight Edge, he talks about that. But the new way people are using to reach out and get people and talk to people and introduce a product or a service to people would be the social media platforms. So that's the new way people are doing it. So it's much, like, as you indicated, it's much faster and more efficient, if you will, and it's less frustrating and less disappointing, if you will, when people say no. Because in network marketing, it's called the numbers game. You always have to do the numbers game. Go through the numbers, and you will get the results. But if you don't want to go through the numbers, or if you don't, you're fearful of the numbers, then it's more than likely you're not going to get the results and not have the success that you would have if you were to go through the numbers. Like it's a movie called The Black Godfather, and the name is Clarence Avon. I would say go to Netflix and watch that for his strategy. He says everything is about the numbers game, that he taught people in the music industry how to be extremely successful, whether it be Jay-Z and Beyonce, or and I'm thinking about, you look at all these superstars, Whitney Houston and all that. He was in back of them, helping them to achieve glory and success in the music industry by using the same formula as going through the money, the numbers game. So it's always a numbers game. You have to go through the numbers, and you have to hear the yays or the nays, or I don't know, I don't think so, it's not for me, and that's okay too. But you're looking to build a team, and you're looking for like individuals like you who happen to see the vision that it's possible to get into a network marketing program and bring in one or two persons and work with them and go all the way down line and eventually have organizations of 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 or 50,000 people or more, as I have in the past. So the new way to do it, and Eric Worre is now teaching that, is to use the social media platforms to begin to reach out to a large numbers of people all across the world, because network marketing is a worldwide institution. And I think they're talking about at least $250 billion a year or more come through the industry each and every year. So back to you, Peter.
Absolutely.
Any other questions?
I just have an observation, so I want to kind of put this together. So your passion is UFOs. I'm using the old phrase of UFOs. And the new business is called Super Patch. So when you put them together, you can come up with a domain name that's easy for everyone to remember, UFOSuperPatch.com. So UFOSuperPatch.com. And you're using the Super Patch money, if you will, or the revenue that's generated and the people that you help with all this
Absolutely.
Other stuff towards help fund the Super Patch. I mean, I'm sorry, towards helping the podcast with the UFOs. But here's a very interesting correlation that I probably wouldn't have put together unless it was you on this radio show.
Okay.
So years ago, when we used to do things in network marketing, you had to transfer information. And usually you transferred information by bringing people to a meeting, and it was a slower process. So you could, when you went direct, it took you 3 years because it was a slower process. You might have to mail someone something, took 2 or 3 days, and it was kind of expensive, kind of clunky, if you will, as far as time was concerned. Or it took many times. You might have to meet with them many times before you finally got them to join, and then many times after that before they actually got started. So it was a little bit like, so here's my UFO analogy coming through. It was a little bit like flying to the moon or flying to Mars. You might say, well, we might be able to get there, but it's kind of clunky, it's kind of expensive, it's kind of slow in development and all of that sort of stuff. And how the heck are we ever going to get to those stars? That's impossible. Well,
true.
Somehow or another, you know, the space aliens that you're referencing have figured that out. and they can, you know, however they figure it out, they figure it out. That their technology is a little bit bewildering for me, but the reality is, I know they didn't take a mechanical rocket. Like, we don't find a mechanical rocket many times here, you know, in different places. So somehow or another, technology has helped them get here quicker. So today, using the similar analogy, the technology of the internet, computers, all the other sort of stuff in a global business helps us basically go from like the earth to wherever we want to go so much faster. So to use a similar analogy, we're not using a mechanical rocket to try to figure out how to get to Mars. The internet, right, relative to the network marketing industry, has basically helped us land in foreign places quicker than ever before. And because other people have built it for us, most of the times we're not bearing the big expense of all that sort of stuff. So you'd be crazy if you don't take advantage of this quote-unquote internet or these things like podcasts and social influencers and other things like that to be able to accelerate your business that much faster. So when it comes to a penny doubled every day, 30 times over to give you that $5 million, you can accelerate that 30 days into maybe a few days. You know, or maybe just, you know, sometimes even just a few seconds, and bam, true, something instant can possibly happen. So that's the power of the internet, and I'm glad you recognize it. And because both topics are super duper interesting for me, I can get lost in your UFO conversations. I certainly can. Those are so interesting, and you have such a great voice. Your voice matches perfectly. So, like, listening to that stuff late at night is just like really special. But the cool thing is that podcast is something we want to help you with as well, because it's a lot of fun and very interesting. So, in the minute that we have left, or so, can you explain, like, why did you pick Superpatch? And I know that's tough to be able to go over real quick, but why Superpatch?
I'll be quick. Okay. Let's take a minute and do that. Superpatch is a new company. It started about 8 months ago, and the guy who was the founder, the owner, and the formulator and inventor of the Superpatch, he took him 12 years to put this together, and he has his own story. But anyway, why he did that, he was trying to help his mother, who had some serious health challenges, if you will. He was trying to help her, and she said, and he was flying all over the world, all these different countries. And she said, why don't you take your expertise and help me? And he did that. So he came up with the Superpatch. So the Superpatch is it's FDA registered, meaning that it does work. And there are no chemicals, no drugs, no vitamins, no minerals, no stem cells. None of that is in it. It's like a QR code. It's like it's a frequency. It's like a QR frequency. It's like quantum energy. It's a design on the patch itself, and they have 11 different patches, one for pain, one for stress, one for peace, one for boosting your immune system. All of it, it's like a person who can't read because they're blind, and they take their fingers and put it over Braille, they can read. Well, somehow the patch, because of the frequency that's on that patch, like a QR code, it reads whatever energy is on that patch that addresses sleep, or if you have pain, if you need more rest, if you have an addiction. There are 11 different patches that address 11 different issues. So if you were to go to superpatch.com, and it gives you all of the patches and what they are for, and tell you that 95% of the people who use that Superpatch, they get relief based on whatever ailment they have. So
excellent.
The company started in Europe, and it's done about $40-50 million already this year, and now it's getting ready to open in the United States. They're doing a big opening in Orlando, Florida, on November 3rd and 4th, and they're going to open the United States, and they're going to go to the Asian parts of there, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, and other places. Then they go into the Spanish people of the world. They haven't done that yet, but they will be going to those areas of the world. So it's brand new, and sometimes being early is important. Back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you can go check out the site that Russell has on UFOSuperPatch.com. So UFOSuperPatch.com, and we're going to be back soon with another edition of this where we'll go over more of the reasons why SuperPatch.
Sure.
And we'll blend in the other stuff as well. So thanks for listening in. Thanks, Russell. And we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on BuildingFortunesRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the BuildingFortunesRadio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply.
When you download the Smiths app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Smiths makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Smiths app now to save big on your next purchase. Smiths, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.